Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is Jesus the Savior. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus Christ says that he is the door. Door to where? Door to God. That by him, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved. He says, I am the Savior. Who? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That there is no other door, no other way anyone can be saved except by me. That he is the only Savior. That's why Apostle Peter said this in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Say, there is no other name that is given to humanity whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Now, who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, according to the scripture, is the Word of God, the Son of the living God. That this word we read in the Bible is Jesus Christ, the word that was made flesh, that was manifested. He says, I am the only Savior. That I am the Savior that God sent, that he so loved us. He gave us this Savior, that anyone that believes in him will not perish, but shall be saved. That he is the door that anyone enter through shall be saved, shall be delivered, shall be free from the destroyer, from the devil. See what Psalm 107 verse 20 says to us. He sent his word and healed them, and deliver them from their destructions. Say, God sent his word. And the word he sent healed his people and delivered them from whatever wanted to destroy them. That the word is the Savior of the whole world. And that there is not any other than the Word of God. Which word we have in the Bible. And that's why it says, as many as receive him, to them he gave this freedom. Which he said, if you continue in my word, who says so? The eternal spirit. The God himself that was in the man Christ Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Then you will know the truth of my word, and the truth of my word will set you free. You will know that this word I sent is the only Savior, is your lifeline from the devil. is the lifeline from the destructions. And so he's saying that it is this word that is the door. When Jesus says, I am the door, he was talking of the Holy Scriptures. That he is the word that God sent. That's what he means. When he says, I am the door, the people didn't understand what he was saying. So he spoke to them in parable. And they were wondering when he said, anyone that goes in another way is the way of a thief and a robber. The portal will not open to such one. But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And so they didn't know what he was saying. Then he told them that I am the door. I am the word that God sent and brought healing and deliverance to his people. And has it changed today? No. That word is he that came down from heaven. See John chapter 3 from verse 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That no man has ascended up to heaven, no man has seen God at any time, except he whom God sent. That God is a spirit. God is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave us the scriptures, that none of these scriptures came privately. Holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. And he says to us that the only way to come to this Holy Spirit is through the scriptures and the scriptures alone. That he alone came down from heaven. He alone descended from God. Who? His word. And then as Moses lifted up the brazen serpent, the brass serpent he made in the wilderness, and anyone that believed and looked to the serpent were healed, so he said, anyone that believed on him, on who? On this word of God, and look on him. That's why he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, that whosoever looks into this perfect law of liberty and continue in him shall be saved, shall be delivered from destructions, delivered from death, and that he has passed from death to life. That's why he says such persons having everlasting life. What life? The life of God. He's saved. That's what it means to be saved, to be delivered from death. You are now alive in God who gave you that life, his word. Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. They did not understand what he's saying. They said, is this man going to kill himself and give us meat? They didn't know he was talking of the scriptures. That he is the bread that came down from heaven. No man has ascended to heaven. Except this Bible in our hands. This word which we are reading. There's no other way anyone can come to the Father. Except by me. That I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. If the world known that Jesus is talking of the Holy Scriptures, they would know that he is the Son of the Holy Ghost. That God gave birth to the Scriptures. That all Scriptures came by the inspiration of God. The Scripture he gives birth to He says he is the Christ. He is the door. He is the Savior. Is it different for anyone today? No. See what the scripture say concerning the Son of God when he came into this world as a human being. In Hebrews chapter 5, reading from verse 5, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he hath offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him, that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. He said to us that in the days of his flesh, when Jesus Christ, the Word of God, was made a human being, he was tempted like us. He was tried like us. And he says that he cried to him that is able to save him. And he was heard. He heard him because he feared him. What does that mean? He said because he feared the scriptures, then the scriptures heard him. He knew that the word of God cannot fail. What God says must happen. And based on that knowledge, he obeyed the word. And that's why he said he heard him. Why did Adam fail? He didn't fear his word. When the Lord told Adam, the day you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall die. He did not fear that word. That's why that word did not answer him. He didn't call on him. Call on who? On the Savior. The word is the Savior. That was to save Adam from the serpent, from the ancient serpent. He says Jesus was tempted like Adam when he came as a human being. He was tempted of the devil. He did not fear because he took to the written word of God. He took to the scriptures. Thereby he gave us the way. He now shows us the way. The footstep where to follow. That he is now the author of eternal salvation to everyone that obey him. Like one who had made law. Maybe ministers or lawmakers, they make law. And then they are subject to the law. He said Jesus himself was put to the tests. And thereby he obeyed the word of God, and he passed the test, showing us there is only one Savior that can save, that saved him. And anyone is to be saved, he says, I am the door. That he didn't take this upon himself. That God that declared him the eternal high priest, the eternal mediator. He said there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, that he didn't become this mediator until he was tested, until he was subjected to the same condition that we go through as humans. And then he was approved, certified, before God sent him and said we should receive him. That Jesus Christ is tested, tried, and proven. That's why he said the word of God is purified, tried. That God himself laid for his foundation in Zion a stone. A tried stone is not ordinary stone. A chief cornerstone. He that trusts in this stone shall not make haste. Because it's the sure word of God. And so he's saying to us that Jesus call on him that is able to save him. As a man. and he was heard in that he feared. That we also, having the same spirit of faith, should call upon him. How can we call upon him whom we don't know? How can we know him except he's preached to us? That's why he came preaching the word. He preached the word. He said, I tell you whom to fear. Don't fear them that destroy your body after that cannot do anything. But he said, fear him that is able to destroy your body after that put the person to hell. He said, fear him. Fear who? Fear the scriptures. He told Adam, fear him. Adam didn't fear the scriptures. He died. That the fear of the word of God is the beginning of wisdom. That Jesus obeyed because he feared. Anyone who does not fear him is a fool. That's the truth. Because, you see, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. It must happen. And that if you not know through understanding, and you not fear him, not the fear of intimidation, the fear of knowledge. You not know the scripture cannot be broken on that basis. You are obeying the word of God. He says you have taken to the Savior. He is able to save you to the utmost, everyone that come to God by him. Everyone that come to God by the scriptures. That know that this word of God cannot be broken. Can't fail. It must come to pass. And so Jesus gave us the way. He became the forerunner of our eternal salvation. And so that's what he's saying to us, that the word is the Savior. Look at James chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Do you see the Savior? He said the word is the Savior. Jesus, the Savior, is the word of God in the Holy Bible. He said the engrafted or the engraved word of God, which he wrote with his finger on the stone tablets and gave to Moses. He says he's the Savior that he gave to them in the wilderness to save them. But those who did not receive him perish. Those who receive him, he saved them. He said Joshua and Caleb live still. They were saved. But the others that did not take to this engrafted word, they didn't have a Savior. They rejected the Savior because he is the Savior of the whole world. And so he's saying to us that we should lay apart joking. We should lay apart hypocrisy and every other falsehood. And we should take to the scriptures that he is the Savior of our soul. See what Isaiah the prophet said concerning him, concerning the word. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. He said, the Lord is our lawgiver. You know there's only one lawgiver. That lawgiver said, I am the door. I'm the law of God. That gave the law to Moses. Then the truth of it came by Jesus Christ, that I am the lawgiver, the Lord. That's my name, the Savior. He says he will save us. Who? Jesus, the Savior. See Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Are you hearing? That's why he says, I am the door. Who says so? The God of the scriptures. He says, look unto me. That's why he says we should look unto him. Unto who? Jesus. Because he is Jesus. That's his name. that Jesus is the Savior, that I am God, there is none else. I don't know of any other. He alone is true. He alone is righteous. He alone is the Savior of the whole world. And that's why it's been preached to us that as Moses lifted his serpent up, the brazen serpent up in the wilderness, so must the scriptures be lifted up. He says, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men to myself. Who said so? The word is to be lifted up, is to be preached. And he says, anyone that believe in this gospel of the Holy Scriptures shall be saved. For he is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews and to the Gentiles, not only to the Jews, to the whole world. The gospel of the world. He says, I am God. That the God of the Bible is the true God. He says, I am God. There is none else. I am the Savior. That God gave us this Savior. Give us who? His word. That God, you can see him. He is a spirit. And then spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, the eternal Father, gave us his word. And he now says, take to my word. If you take to my word, you shall be saved. Because what he says is what would happen. I cannot change it. And that this is what he says. He said, anyone that believes in him will not perish, shall have everlasting life. That is what he says. That there is no any other way anyone can be saved, except in this name of Jesus. That wherefore God gave his word, the name of Jesus. So that when we say Jesus, we know that it is the word he sent. That Jesus is the Savior. Jude verses 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He says there is one that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence. The presence of his glory. What glory? The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. That's the word. The express image of his person. Verse 25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. He said he's the only wise God. The only true God. And then he says that he is our Savior. This only true God and wise God came and saved us by his Son. He gave us his word as a loving Father. He said, take to my word. If you take to my word, you shall be delivered from falling. You can't fall. No. Adam fell. Because he did not take to my word. Satan fell because he did not take to my word. Everyone that has fallen fell because they did not take to my word. And today, again, after a long time, he said, take to my word. All the whole multitude fell and were overthrown in the wilderness because they did not take to the scriptures. Not any other. There's not another preaching that is to be preached unto humanity. Some think there's something else to say. No, it says, again, to my word. This and that happened. They were overthrown in Sodom because they rejected my word. They were overthrown in the days of Noah because they rejected my word. There is not any other judge except the scriptures. If you are to be saved, take to him. He's able to keep you from falling and present you before his presence with exceeding joy. That's why he said there's joy in the presence of the holy angels of God over one sinner that repents. Once you turn to the scriptures and know that he is the Savior, Jesus Christ is this holy Bible, the Savior. He has been the Savior from the beginning, has never changed. He was the Savior in the Garden of Eden. The Word that was moving, Adam did not take to it. He was the Savior that followed them 40 years in the wilderness. He said that he sent his word, heal them, deliver them. That he is the word that healed them of the serpent bite. They did not take to his word. They perish. Today, he said we should take to his word. That he is the Savior. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That his scripture is the Son of the infallible God. The Son of the Holy Spirit that cannot lie, that spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai, that the Holy Spirit spoke to them, that is his Father, that gave us the Bible, that gave back to the Bible. It is that same Holy Spirit that came upon Mary and the Son was formed in his womb. And he said, that Son that was born came preaching the word to us. He says, I am the door. Who? The scriptures. By me. If anyone enter into the house of God, into where he is, he says, shall be saved. That anyone that saved me, where I am, there will my servant be. Where is he? In the word. Where does he want us to enter? In the word. He says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you are delivered. You are free. There's nothing the devil can do. There's nothing that can kill you. You will have everlasting life, saith God. He came and proved it to us. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up. That he was head in that he feared. He took to the scriptures. That this commandment I've received of my Father. That I have power to lay down my life, power to take it up. They didn't know that the Father was the scripture. That when he says this commandment I've received from my Father, he's talking of the Holy Scripture. He says, I go to my Father and your Father. Who is he talking of? He says, I'm going to the Holy Scriptures where I came from. I return to where I came from. I'm the Word that was made flesh. I'm returning there. I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. That the God of the Scripture is the true God. That's why he said, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. That the Bible is our God, not maybe. The true God. He says anyone that comes to him must believe that he is God. God is word. That word gave birth to the Bible. He says if you believe, you'll be saved because he is the true God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.